the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Wes Morano. He's got a long day ahead of him. He's the Escambia County Administrator. We got a meeting this morning at 9 a.m. Wes, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. As always, it is great to be here.
Oh, man, it certainly is. Let's start with the awkward, hard one up front. Your contract is up for renewal. As you well know, Mike Kohler, I assume he talked to you before. He said he talked to you in the forum that we covered that I moderated. You know, he said that his idea was to give you a one-year renewal, but to really actively start looking for a replacement for you for county administrator. As I understand it, the proposal on the table is to renew your contract for a year and 4 months to go through the end of 2027. And if I read it right, at which time your plan would be to retire. What are you expecting, and am I describing it accurately, and what's going to happen today?
You are describing it accurately, and that would be my plan. And I've talked to all the commissioners prior, you know, months ago, actually, so we could plan ahead. And the goal is I would like to see a smooth transition, and as with the board, and that's what Mike was speaking to, smooth transition moving into 2027. The reason I picked the end of the year, I didn't want to go out in the middle of a budget cycle, which is what would happen. I wanted to complete one more budget cycle. We've worked hard on our budget. The county's in a great financial position. And if they bring somebody in a little bit early, you know, assist them through the budget cycle, let them get their feet under them. And mainly the goal is just a smooth transition. And then my plan, of course, is to move on and retire. I've been at it 40 years. I've been in this role for 6.5, and that is plenty for anybody.
it's a long stretch. And you know what they say, county administrator years are like 3 regular years. So it's, you know, presidents get white hair and county administrators just, you know, leave.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens.
That's it.
Were you surprised by the TPO decision to deprioritize Sorrento Road versus Highway 90? I was surprised because that's been such a hot point in Escambia County. I mean, I know Stephen Berry didn't have any support because all the other county commissioners weren't there, but that was surprising to me.
Yeah, I think it caught us by surprise, and I think what I'm hearing is you will see that topic come up again at the next TPO,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be quite a bit more discussion about it, so it'll be interesting.
That is the most understated. There will be more conversation.
Absolutely.
Is the Pensacola Beach toll gantry the replacement for the Bob Sykes Toll Plaza? Is the work behind schedule? The Pensacola Beach Advocates sent out a letter yesterday or the day before where they indicated that's what they were told. Is that true?
It is a little bit behind schedule. There was some difficulty in ordering some of the parts and pieces, if you will. But what the plan is right now is to finish up installing the poles for the CCTV cameras, installing the gantry system, and a little bit more fiber work, and then demobilizing about June the 15th. There will be some lane closures between now and then during the week, not on the weekends. There'll be some night work. And then we will remobilize after Labor Day and finish up the project.
Okay, so it won't be active until after Labor Day.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And now,
but you know, there's been so much inconvenience with ECUA's project and this project, and we just want to give the people a break and let's just get out of the way for the summer, and let the beach do what it does. It you know, it's a lot of activity, a lot of events. And a lot of traffic. I mean, a lot of traffic out there. So we don't want to add to the problem. So we will demobilize and get out of the way. That's our plan.
I know you and I had talked several times about the design of the new gantry, whatever you want to call it. And you and I talked about the possibility of maybe having nothing over the roadway, just having poles on the side, like red light camera type installation. But what was the end? What got decided in the end, and what's it going to look
so
like?
This will be over the road, the roadway.
And it'll be those kind of metal-looking pipe structures, like an erector set kind of thing?
Yeah, we are having them painted. We've shipped them off to have them painted, so hopefully they don't look like just raw metal.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be a little more, I don't want to say decorative, but aesthetic. I'll just say it like that.
Blendy, maybe, something that doesn't strike you as much.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But the color of the water, the matched color of the water tanks that are there.
Oh, okay, all right. So the water tank's on the right side for ECUA when you come in. All right. The Children's Trust referendum, as I understand, is primarily being championed, to put it back on the ballot, is being championed by Commissioner Mike Kohler. But this is just entirely at the election of the board. They can do this. It's whatever they decide today they're going to do.
Yeah, the board can decide to put it back on the general referendum in November, or they can decide not to. There's been some discussion. You know, I think the Children's Trust has had some challenges, and I think they're doing better, and I hope they're doing better. But it's been something that Commissioner Kohler has been concerned about, and he wanted to talk about it a little bit, so... He asked that it be put on the agenda, so that's what we're doing.
Has there been any discussion about the legal challenges, if it does go against, that people might bring, saying that we've gone against the will of the voters or gone against the 10-year term that was originally put in? Is there any, I mean, I don't know the answer to this, I'm asking. Has there been a conversation?
I've not heard any conversation like that. The conversation I hear repeatedly is, you know, local option sales tax, the extension of that is going on the general election as well, and the fear is, you know, was anti-tax, property tax discussion, and add another thing to the referendum, but it could jeopardize the extension of local option sales tax, and we really, really need local option sales tax to be extended. I mean, it equates to about $68 million a year for us, and that's capital projects, fire trucks, ambulances, road paving, road building, sidewalks, public safety.
Right.
It really is vital to the community.
So no, that's an interesting.
That's a discussion I've heard.
Yeah, it's an interesting note because you know the most rabid anti whatevers would come out to vote against it maybe, and that raises your probability or your chances or risk of not passing the extension for the local option sales tax as well. Interesting. Vending machines for books at elementary schools through the library. I don't understand what this is, but it sounds interesting.
So it's a reading program in elementary schools, and the vending machine is it's like a reward.
Okay.
Once they earn so many points, they get a point or a ticket or something to go to the vending machine and select a book or select some kind of reward for accomplishing the reading goal. And it's just a partnership between us and the school board. We'll put one vending machine in each commission district, one elementary school in each commission district. And we'll see how it goes. Should be successful. I think it's a good program.
I also wanted to follow up on something that I guess it escaped me. There was a long conversation about ECAT taking over paratransit, or the county taking over paratransit. And the folks who use paratransit were upset about that. ITL had been the provider. But now, based on what the TPO meeting said, I guess the board had already approved that ITL will be the transit coordinator for paratransit, and it'll be run by the state. Do I have that right?
So our board voted not for us not to be the transportation coordinator.
Okay.
So what that did was trigger the state to put out an RFP and take proposals. And they got two or three, I think. But they selected ITL to be their transportation coordinator. So they will run paratransit. You know, we'll still be doing some ADA and transportation disadvantage and all of those things. But they will take on that responsibility. And, you know, we'll see how it works out. There may be a little confusion moving forward, but we'll get through it. But I guess the biggest thing for me is we're not going to provide vehicles. We're not providing fuel. We're not providing maintenance. We're not providing anything. If they need anything at all, they're going to the state.
Okay.
So in the long run, we feel like it'll be better for us.
You've separated yourself from that entire production line, essentially. So, okay. All right. That makes sense to me. This is a minor thing, but I saw it in connection with a proposal to waive conflict of interest restrictions against somebody who's bringing a lawsuit against the county but wants to hire Levin Papantonio. The thing that caught my attention in that item was that we as a county are still in litigation against Skanska over the barges. What is that?
Yeah, that goes back to Hurricane Sally,
right,
when the barges took out the fishing pier, and we're still in litigation.
I thought that was all done. Like FEMA's paying for so we're still in litigation to try
FEMA,
to recoup.
FEMA is paying for the rebuild of the fishing pier,
right?
But if any money we collect due to litigation, we will have to reimburse FEMA.
Okay. Okay, so this is the, like, FEMA's agreed to pay for the bridge. Meanwhile, we're still trying to get money out of Skanska to pay for the bridge, and if we do win that, it'll go back to FEMA, basically.
Correct.
Okay, all right. That makes sense to me. Animal welfare vaccinations and microchipping for homeless folks who use waterfront. This is kind of a cool partnership.
It is. It's, I think it'll be a good partnership. John Robinson, he's so passionate about what he does, and you know, they approached us, and John jumped at the opportunity because some of those pets that are tied to the homeless population, they don't get there sometimes, or they're not vaccinated and such. So this is a mechanism. But one, let the homeless folks get some services and be reassured that their pet will still be there, and also to give their pet better care and reduce the amount of disease and health issues.
I love it. It's also because, you know, Waterfront, I know, is going to be building that, you know, pet hotel kind of thing to take care of the pets. So, that seems like these are all good things. It's a natural question/problem that arises because, you know, so many of them do have pets, or dogs particularly. Cantoma Regional Stormwater Park pond at Carver Park. Now, you know, for the folks, I don't know the flooding issues there, but I assume that's the issue. You're trying to solve flooding issues.
Yeah, we've done a large drainage project there on the east side of Highway 297A. There's a phase two. This is part of phase two to handle some additional stormwater on the west side. And I think it'll be a great project, and it'll tie it all together and solve quite a bit of drainage issues there.
I can't remember if I said it to you on the air or not, but I love the Carpenter Creek Headwater stormwater project. I went by and visited there. That's a fantastic. I love more of that, you know, more of the open, more of the, like, the one by Dreamland Skate. You know, you and I have talked about this a lot. You know, no chain link fences, just, you know, slope it down and make it pretty, and then people can use it for an amenity. Allison Rogers is going to be retiring, and the proposal is for a new county attorney, and it's going to be Willie Nelson?
Will Nelson.
Oh, all right.
He's an attorney in our legal office. He's our litigator. There's some discussion. You'll hear some discussion today. She's given them some options. The two options, really, I think you'll hear discussed. One is to go out for a search. The board wants to do that. Or to go with the internal candidate if they want to do that. So we'll see where they go.
Well, the replacement for Allison Rogers is always on my mind. I'm sorry. I couldn't resign. I'm getting stink eye side. What's that now?
So you're on it today.
Oh, man. You know, you should definitely. I mean, he should embrace it. I really do think so. Last thing is, you guys, I think, did a ribbon cutting on a demo rebuild home, and there's another one coming. And these are, what, homes that couldn't be fixed? And what is this program?
Yeah, they were beyond repair. Really, they're falling in around the folks trying to live there. And a lot of these folks are elderly. It's part of our SHIP program, is grant funding. And what we do with, for those that qualify, we come in and demolish the house and rebuild it. And it's not like a custom house, but it is a nice residence. And some of these folks, if it weren't for this program, I'm not sure what they would do, but we did. We cut a ribbon earlier in the week. We're cutting one today. We cut one a couple of weeks ago. You know, we're doing about 45 of these throughout the year. So we're busy. But there's just things that we do, the programs we administer that the general public usually is not aware of a lot of times.
Right.
But, you know, we're always doing good things behind the scenes, and that is a great program.
You know, and it's not hurricane related or salary related. It's just, you know, homes that are in terrible condition, and this is a program that's available with these SHIP funds. And I always like to, you know, we spent enough time talking about the problems and the controversies, and I thought it was a good program, and I wanted to highlight it for a second. So I appreciate that you bring that out.
No, I appreciate it.
Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator. The meeting is this morning. So Wes, I know you got a long day. I'll let you go, but thank you as always for the time. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. We'll see you. Thank you.